I owe a big apology to everyone who has supported me, most especially my amazing family. I'm sorry. I let all of you down.
That's now former Pennsylvania State Treasurer Rob McCord, who stepped down this afternoon in the face of a federal investigation regarding improprieties during his campaign for governor. Joining me from Harrisburg with the latest is WHYY's Mary Wilson. Mary, thanks for being here on Newsworks Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Gosh, we just learned about this investigation just over 24 hours ago, and now this video from McCord released by his attorney. Did this catch Harrisburg by surprise?
I think it was very surprising to most people who were hearing about it yesterday that the treasurer was announcing his resignation. Even more surprising to hear that it was because he was under investigation, and now still more surprising to hear that the charges, you know, the claims of charges are actually true.
His stock was up and down, but most recently his stock had risen with his involvement with the NCAA settlement in Penn State.
Right. He was a big part of that effort to keep that fine money, millions of dollars, in the Commonwealth. And he was known for being a little bit combative, really going to the mat on issues, whether it was taking on Governor Corbett and some of the policy proposals that McCord didn't agree with there, whether it was the four-way Democratic primary. He was a candidate who notably went negative against Tom Wolf in the primary campaign with an attack ad on television. And it appears that he had that combative style when he was fundraising as well.
And indeed, let's hear it in McCord's words.
I essentially said that the potential contributors should not risk making an enemy of the state treasurer. Clearly, that was wrong. I was wrong. It was a mistake.
Now, McCord's attorney, Bob Welsh, notes there's no suggestion that McCord stole or misused campaign funds. Is this the end of it, or could more come out in the federal investigation?
Certainly more could come out. This is the most we have right now. All we know of right now is that these are the charges to which he's pleading guilty. I asked a campaign, an election law attorney, why this was in the Middle District, why this was a federal case, a federal investigation, because it didn't seem to me that it would trip any state campaign expense laws. She said it might have been because he was soliciting the donations over the phone, but I didn't have any more answers other than that.
So now we're becoming familiar with a Christopher Craig, the chief counsel. What's the procedure by which he will, in the short term, replace McCord?
Well, he's not going to be, I'm not sure if he'll be the long-term pick to replace McCord. McCord has about 2 years left in his second term, and he said that Christopher Craig would take over as an interim treasurer while the governor was deciding a replacement to serve the rest of the term. Governor Wolf issued a statement shortly after the one we got from McCord's attorney, saying that Wolf would act quickly to nominate a replacement, and then that nominee is going to have to be approved by a two-thirds vote of the state Senate.
Mary, thanks for shedding light on Newsworks Tonight.
Thank you.
WHYY's Mary Wilson.